Hello, I'm going to talk about how to celebrate December. For me in particular, it's a very special date or a very special time. First of all, because on December it's my birthday, so I start the celebrations early. Usually I spend time with my friends and family. I would gather with all of them. Usually we'll go for dinner or for lunch, depending on my schedule. And I would have a cake. Everybody will join and we'll have some fun. We'll have some dinner or lunch, depending again on the schedule. And after that, if I have friends involved, we go out partying. We'll have a great celebration. And potentially, I usually celebrate it either in a restaurant, we can go to the beach, or it depends on the mood and the date that the birthday happens every year. And after that, it's all uphill, of course, because you already smelling Christmas, smelling New Year's Eve, and so everything becomes some sort of a party, some sort of a celebration everywhere. And in Latin America, especially, if you come from a religious background, regardless of your beliefs, there's always something to do, there's always masses to attend, some places to celebrate information and whatnot. So it's very, very, very warming and delightful to celebrate it. When the 24th comes, which is the most important day in Latin American culture, because that's when Jesus' birthday is celebrated pretty much, and everybody gathers around with family and friends. You go visiting from one place to another, and pretty much you get to see your family and gather and have lots of food, lots of drinks, and lots of familiar faces or people that you haven't seen in a while. And then it extends all the way to the 31st, which is also great. And pretty much everybody gathers around in regards to the new year. Now I'm gonna continue with the story. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but the words still sounded hoarse. "This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path, and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you." Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he's my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time, and he's doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. "Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe." Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his callous, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.